So what's the goal, brothers? Last point. What's the goal? I've already talked about it. It's kind of hard to go through this message without talking about recognizing this and not talking about the goal. But let me say just a few more things about the goal. Paul, in verse 14, he says it's the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of Bible passages that talk about it. I'm just going to read them. I'm not going to explain them a lot, but Hebrews 3:1 says, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, if you want to write them down just so you can look at them at home, you can do it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12 says, "That you would walk worthy of God who calls you." This call is a call that we should walk worthy of the God who calls us. You into His own kingdom and glory. It's a call towards into His own kingdom and glory. 2 Thessalonians 2:14 says, "To which He called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." He calls us by the gospel to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's one the upward call. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Who called you us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus? Romans 8:30, a very well-known passage of all of us. "And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified." The calling of God is a calling to heaven. It's not a calling to things of this earth. Paul is talking about the call to be Christ-like. You know what it means to be Christ-like in this life? The best way I can describe it is, you know, the Mount Rushmore in the United States, that mountain that has the faces of the presidents. At one time they went to interview the sculptor, the artist that did it, and the reporter asked him, how do you do it? How did you do it? Carve the face of George Washington into the face of this mountain. And the artist, sorry, I don't remember the name, but the artist said, "Well, it's not that hard. You wake up in the morning and you go up the mountain and you start chipping away. And you go back home in the night. And you wake up the next morning, you go up the mountain, and you start chipping away. You chip away everything that doesn't look like George Washington. And eventually, you start seeing his face, and you carry on chipping away everything that doesn't look like George Washington." And I think, I know, brothers, if you're theologically minded, and if you start thinking, "Oh, well, that's not quite how sanctification works, because it's the Holy Spirit doing that work in our lives as well." But we, as Christians, Holy Spirit working within us, we do a part in that. The Holy Spirit uses our will to do that. And that's what we do in our lives. Every single day, we chip away everything that doesn't look like Christ. And Lord willing, by the end of our lives, we're a little bit more like Christ than we were when we started. At least we should. It's a desire to be holy, the call of God to our lives. I said it, but it's true. Do you desire to be holy? Is that something you really want to? David Martin Lloyd-Jones, he once said, "If you don't desire to be holy, I don't see any reason why you should call yourself a Christian." And it's so true, brothers. The call to be a Christian is a call to be separated. That's the meaning of being holy. It's a call of being separate. Being set apart for something. And God calls us to be set apart for Him. To be Christ-like. To be holy. Because we want the prize of the upward call of Jesus. In Paul's time, This is the time of, you had the true original Olympics. Not nowadays, there's the Olympics, but it's a different kind of sport. But the true Olympics that would happen in Greece. And the prize for an athlete in the ancient Greece in the Olympic Games would be a laurel. You call it laurel? One of those crowns, which is interesting. We get a crown given to us in Revelation as well. We get a crown given to us when we get to meet Jesus Christ face to face. You'd be taken up to a tribune, and you'd get a monetary prize. You'd perhaps get a theater ticket, and you get all of this stuff. But that's not what Paul is saying. The picture here is Paul looking to the great prize in Jesus Christ when he gets to heaven. The prize for us spiritually is exactly the same thing we're trying to attend, is to be made Christ-like. And yes, we won't reach it in this life, just like Paul didn't reach it. Paul didn't think he could reach it, but we will reach it in eternity, because he is the one that starts and finishes our salvation. He's the one that is faithful to see it to an end. The finish line, brothers and sisters, is the end of our life. And I know it can be really somber to talk about death, but death is something that's very democratic. It comes to all of us. And the finish line is there. And that's where we are headed. A perfect knowledge of Christ and the power of his resurrection and being found in him is just after that finish line. You can almost see the picture that Paul is looking at. It's Paul running, and he's the ending of his life is the finish line. But he's not even looking to the finish line. He's looking to the prize. He's not saying, look to the finish line. Run towards the finish line. Now he's saying, like, yes, the finish line is there, but you're going towards the finish line so you can get to the prize. And brothers, that's so comforting. That's why he says in verse 20, for our citizenship is in heaven, for which we eagerly await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. So that in the end of our lives, we can say with Paul, like he said to Timothy, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finishing, brothers. What is your aim in life? Truly, do you have any? Because when God gives us this aim, this is a means of grace for our lives. He's saying, this is a way for you to keep yourself on track. It doesn't just save us and throws us back into the world. He says, he saves us and he says, this is your way. This, keep on this track. This is a means of grace in our lives, brothers. This is a means that God helps us. God is helping us to be sanctified for him. And autumn is just around the corner, brothers. And you know when the leaves fall from the trees and the wind blows? And the wind blows them from one side to the other? And they the tree leaves, they seem full of life. They seem like they're super lively. Even if you have a dog sometimes the tree leaves they move more than the dog and the cat and all of that. But you know they have no aim in their where they're going. They have no life in them. And that's us, Christian. That's us, brothers and sisters. When we live our lives just waking up in the morning, looking at our feet, just pedaling, not looking forward, we have no aim. We have no life. You cannot be a Christian and not be looking forward for a long time. There's this in the Alps in Switzerland. There's this mountain where one of the guides who used to help people get down from the mountain died while trying to save a group that got stranded in the middle of the storm. And down at the foot of the mount, they put a tombstone. Tombstone? That's what you call the thing you put in the cemetery. in his memory. They put his name, his date of birth, and the date they presumed he died, because they only found him a few days later. But the most interesting thing is what's written under it. It says, he died climbing. Brothers, the most fitting eulogy, the most fitting theme that we should have written in our tombstones is exactly this. He died climbing. As when we get to heaven, the thing that we want people to say about us is like, he didn't reach the top. He was still a long way out from being perfect. And the closer people are to you, the better they know this. It's really easy to seem perfect to people outside of your family and your close friends. But he wasn't perfect. But by God's grace, he was climbing towards it. By God's grace, he died climbing. Brothers, let's make this our goal in life. To die climbing towards the goal for the prize that is set before us. Let's sing our final hymn. I think it's a fitting hymn.